Welcome to the Ascent Church Podcast. We hope this message from Pastor Jay Armalee inspires you to pursue God, equip people, and release hope.
But I really want to tap into this because communion is something we can do like any other thing that we do and we don't even realize why we're doing it. And if anything that I've studied over the last few weeks getting ready for today is realizing that one thing I believe the Jewish people have over us is an understanding because they have a rhythm where they learn things over and over again. Here's what I know. A Jewish boy or girl, when they do, when they go through this, they're told almost daily, if not weekly, Mom, Dad, why do we do this? Because we are in covenant with God. They will learn that over and over and over again. And one of the things I'm becoming aware of, it is so easy. I think of rhythms that we have in our charismatic church or Christian church. We do Christmas and Easter, right? Those are two of the big things that we have in our rhythm. But how many know that Christmas and Easter can get lost, right? Christmas gets buried under gifts. Easter gets buried under the Easter bunny. Like, where did that come from? But it's true. We actually can miss the whole point. Even with communion, I realize sometimes we can miss the whole point. So real quick, one of the things that I'm blessed that we don't become Jewish to try to serve God, but we should also understand where they've come from because we've been grafted in. The beautiful thing is we've been grafted into a better promise and a new covenant. And we're going to do that in a second. But I was just looking up. It's really, I've never really followed all the feasts, but it's interesting. When they do Shabbat or the Sabbath, they are celebrating that they are no longer slaves. Right? We talked about that. Like, we're going way back. This is Deuteronomy 5, 12 to 15. This is after the creation when they said, do this because God rested. This is what he says in Deuteronomy. Observe the Sabbath day, keep it holy, and remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there by a mighty hand, by an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. So here's the beautiful thing. As you're keeping the Sabbath tomorrow, you can tell yourself, I'm not a slave. My identity is not a slave. I'm not a slave to the devil. I'm also not a slave to the production system of this world. I trust God. Amen. That, like, honestly, we have to begin to go, I am not a slave to this culture. And yet when, if you are one of those people like, I can't take a break, I gotta make money, you're a slave, but you're not. God wants you to come out of that. And I think it's amazing that he attaches the Sabbath to, you're not a slave anymore. Amen. Passover. What is Passover when they celebrate it? They celebrate that God rescued us out of slavery. And every time they celebrate Passover, their kids are beginning to understand the Exodus, the whole story. They are understanding that God came and because of the lamb and the blood, right? Do you guys remember the story? If you forget the story with the Jewish people, they were in bondage. They were slaves to Pharaoh, and they had to take a lamb, and they had to put the blood on the doorpost, and the angel of death would pass over them. If they didn't, the angel of death would come in. It sounds horrific, but this is what the Lord was trying to free them. And he was looking to see, will you be obedient? Will you be a covenant people? And they teach their kids when they do this, hey, we celebrate Passover because God rescued us. He took a lamb and rescued us, right? Then you have Shavuot. God speaks to us that we live by his covenant. There's a whole bunch of them. Yom Kippur, God forgives. Purim, God is faithful even when unseen. And every time they would do these celebrations, they would put this teaching into their kids. And I think that's what I want to gain when we take communion to go, we take this because we are covenant people now with God. Okay, turn in your Bibles. This is where you get to turn. Open up your app. Turn in the Bible. Turn to Luke. Kids have been amazing. Thank you, guys. We really did expect to have Sunday school, but it's been too good. Luke 22, verse 19. So we've talked about this many times, but just to, if you forget, you got to remember these are disciples who are Jewish. So they are doing actually a Passover meal right now, talking about Passover, talking about the Exodus. And everything that they know is that we, Jewish people, are in covenant with God and everybody else is not. Just think about that for 1 minute, that we're going to take communion that opens the door. What Jesus did opened the door that we can now say, we are covenant people. Your identity is not a slave. Your identity is a child of God. Amen? And it's easy to go, well, we just take communion. No, without the blood of the Lamb being slain, you would have never have had covenant relationship with God. We just live it so easily, and I sometimes forget that it's the Son of God that opened the door that we could all have a relationship with him. If not, the Jewish people would still be the only ones saying, we have a covenant relationship with God. But because of Jesus, we can say, we have a covenant relationship. So here's the crazy thing. Their kids don't grow up going, does God love me? Does he not love me? They grow up going, no, you are in covenant with God. We get to teach our kids when they're like, does God love me? Does he not? No, you are in covenant with God. Especially when you become of age and you say, Lord, I want to receive you as my Savior. So Luke 22, let's read it, verse 19. This is mind-boggling to them. They are doing Passover, and he takes the bread, and he gave thanks, and he broke it, and he gave to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You got to think of this. Passover has always been about what we have remembrance of what was done back there. And he's like, no, we're doing this in remembrance of me. They would be like, blasphemy. Remembrance of you? You're just our rabbi. Why are we doing this remembrance of you? And he's basically going to go, you'll understand tomorrow and in 3 days. So then he says, likewise, he took the cup after supper saying, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, then it goes on. We don't have to go on any further. I don't even know what it must have been like for them to be sitting there. And he goes, listen, do this in remembrance of me. This is a new covenant. They would have been blown away by the fact that he's saying, wait, first of all, we don't do it in remembrance of you. We do it in remembrance of Exodus. And second of all, who are you to make a new covenant? And yet in 3 days, as we know, he would be crucified a horrible death for our sins, but not just for our sins. As we do it today, I think this is why he says, do it in remembrance. Do it in remembrance. So it's both a spiritual act, but it's a remembrance act to go, I take this because I'm remembering that he made me right with him and I'm in covenant now. That every time we do it, we don't have to go, am I right with you? The Jewish people never did. They were in covenant. So when you know you are saved because you've received salvation from him, you could be like, I'm in covenant. And I do this because I'm in covenant. And I do this because I'm reminding myself that he died for me so I could be free. Amen? So as we do it today, Lord, help us to remember that your body is the bread that you're saying, I'm going to be torn apart for you. So you could believe in me and have forgiveness of sins. That the blood that when we take of it, it's a symbol, but we're remembering that it was the blood shed on the cross that bought our freedom. That without, we're out of performance. We've left performance because there's nothing we can do to be right. Now we want to live as holy people. We want to live like God wants us to. But the reality is you couldn't do it before. You can't do it now, but he will guide you every day to become a person that resembles more and more like God, like Christ. Amen. So we're gonna get ready now. And Lord, I thank you that as we do this, that we do this in remembrance of the covenant that you made, a new covenant. That Lord, when we begin to take away my sins, Lord, when I receive what you did, I actually come under covenant with you, and now you are my heavenly Father. And I don't have to question whether I am in covenant or whether you are my Father or whether I am good enough, because you are good enough and you did it on the cross. So Lord, as we take of this bread, really this wafer, we do this remembering that you opened the way. We are no longer slaves. We are free in you. And we are covenant people in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, as we do this with the blood, I thank you that we have a new covenant. Lord, I thank you, your blood, just like it was put on the doorpost over and over again, so many stories in the Old Testament of the Lamb. Lord, I thank you that you are the spotless Lamb once and for all. And we receive what you did on the cross. In Jesus' name, amen. That's a pretty short break, Becca. Thank you. Worship team, come on out. Church, I want to thank you for... Honestly, I was all day wondering how this would go. I really, really appreciate that you took a chance. I don't know what your day looks like tomorrow, but I pray that the Lord meets you and you have rest. I pray that you find, we're going to bless you at the end of this, but we're going to do the song, Blessing. And then the final thing I'm going to do is bless you as the pastor of the house. But I pray that tomorrow, or tonight even, I pray that you will laugh. I pray that you find somebody to share with. I pray that you tell stories of God's goodness. I pray that you tell stories of silly things and laugh. Tomorrow, I pray as families gather, again, that you just talk. Fathers, tell your kids how proud you are of them. It's such an important thing, and we need to hear it. Before we do this song, as we're going to stand in a minute, I wrote this down. The Sabbath declares we are no longer slaves. Communion, though, reminds us why. Did you get that? Sabbath, we're just saying we're at rest. We're no longer slaves. If you're a slave, you don't get to rest. We get to rest. But communion tells us why. Sabbath is the rhythm of freedom. Communion is the story of freedom. Amen. As you stand and as the worship team just sings this over us, may the Lord, as he sings it, may you be blessed. May you just receive the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Why don't you stand? Ooh, we could have stayed there. Come on, just raise your hands if you feel comfortable doing that. This is a prayer that has been prayed for literally thousands of years. We just sang it. But Lord, tonight I say, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show his favor. May he give you peace. Lord, I bless everyone here. And more importantly, I know you bless everyone here. I pray your presence would go with them today. I pray as they go that they would be filled with you. Lord, as they find a way to celebrate, find a way to laugh, find a way to just rejoice in who you are, as they stop, rest, delight, and worship, I pray that you would be exalted and they would be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Ascent, you can visit our website at ascentchurch.ca.